Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm in a different spot today. Every now and then I have the privilege of coming all the way to Columbia instead of California, Missouri, and sitting with my producer in his studio. And I actually get to see another body in front of me, and that's kind of nice to actually see somebody. And today I want to challenge you. This weekend, I want you to line it up now. If you're like me, you got to know ahead of time. And grill, baby, grill. I want you to make sure that sometime this weekend, if not all weekend long, that you get to your backyard and you grill something up, whether it's a hot dog or a steak or a hamburger or a pork chop or whatever it is you like to grill. Grill, baby, grill, and let's tell the EPA to go away. Yes, the EPA, they want to regulate your backyard barbecues because, you know, it is for your health. They're concerned about your health. So I thought I would share this with you today. Now, this is actually, the senator that's fighting it is actually from Missouri. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, and I was talking to my producer. He said, I wonder he's not from Kansas City because that's the barbecue place in the country, but we do like our backyard barbecues from sea to shining sea. I don't believe mid-Missouri or anybody's got a monopoly on that. But I thought I would share this with you. It's the absurdity. The absurdity that they would get into this part of your life. And, of course, we know they have they don't care. They don't care at all. They're just going to get into whatever part of life they can. Well, supporters call it the pork steak rebellion. Now, pork steak's not my favorite. I bet my producer here loves pork steak. My boys absolutely love pork steak. So does my husband. That's not my favorite. I just soon have a steak or a pork chop or chicken. And a hamburger's all right. Hot dog's great. But this is called the Pork Steak Rebellion. And it's a St. Louis-born effort to keep the EPA from regulating your backyard barbecues. State Senator Eric Schmidt, he's a Republican from Glendale, is urging people to barbecue this week to send the EPA a message. You think they're going to pay attention? It'll taste good anyway. There are concerns about particular emissions that you breathe when you stand over a gas grill. Well, I can solve that. Just make the men stand over the grill. The men, women don't have to stand over the grill, right? That'll fix it for me anyway. Well, especially, it says, when the grease hits the flames and that all flies up, you know, maybe they need to learn how to barbecue. The EPA is funding a $15,000 University of California Riverside study into this issue. And I've got another article about the EPA, and I'm just going to throw this out there. Where does the EPA get their money? Who justifies their spending on such studies as this in your backyard barbecues? Now, $15,000, that's a lot of money to you and me, but it's probably a drop in the bucket to the EPA, but $15,000 to the university there. $15,000 to study how bad those backyard barbecues are for you. LeGrand's Market and Catering in South St. Louis is a favorite stop for sandwiches, and a better yet, in our recent pre-spring warm-up, burgers and pork steaks for the grill. It was a grand A prime ground for the so-called rebellion Monday night. Well, they've already had their celebration, but we're going to do it this weekend. Somehow, some way, I want you to barbecue this weekend. The idea that the EPA wants to find their way into your backyards, where we're congregating with our neighbors, having a good time, whether it's on the 4th of July, barbecuing pork steaks or hamburgers, is ridiculous. And it's emblematic of agency that's sort of out of control. It's more than sort of out of control, my friends. It is completely out of control. This is just bringing it home. You know, sometimes we don't pay attention until it hits home. So if they start regulating and they start putting all kinds of fancy-dancy things regulations and mandates on your backyard barbecues. It's going to make it cost even more. I mean, those steaks are expensive enough now, those pork steaks and the beef steaks and the ribs. I'm making my producer hungry. And all those things, you know, it's expensive enough. But now, if the EPA gets a hold of it, what's a backyard barbecue going to cost? You won't be able to have one every weekend. You won't be able to have one a couple of nights a week. You won't be able to grill outside, but maybe once a year. Maybe the 4th of July. Maybe they'll make it a mandate. You can only grill on the 4th of July. Just, you know, keep the air cleaner so you don't have to breathe the fumes when you flame it up. It's just ridiculous. He says, personally, he says it's laughingly called on people to grill in their backyard. He's calling them to do that. It's a peaceful protest. He says, personally, I think being able to barbecue in your yard, in your backyard, extends your life. I don't know what kind of study he's done on that. But, you know, it is proof that if you can find time to relax, that it does help your lifestyle. It helps your health. He says, it is a pleasure, backyard barbecue, and I love it. He does not want the EPA getting into his backyard barbecue. He says, I do agree. We do need to take precautions for our health. But there's a lot of other things we need to worry about besides our backyard barbecue and our neighbor functions that everyone has fun with. There's nothing better than a little sunshine, he says, and a cold Budweiser, and a pork steak on the grill. Well, then maybe the pork steak off the grill and on your plate. That might be even better yet. He says a lot of people feel that way, and he does too. So, why is it that they need to get into your barbecues? What made them even come up with this idea? Did one of them barbecue and get choked up when they flamed up? Did they burn their nose when they let the flames get too high on their barbecue? Maybe they need to go to a gas grill. That might help them a little bit. Don't have to use the solution, lighter fluid on the charcoal. I don't know. All I know, folks, is the EPA needs to go away and stay out of our backyard barbecues. Now, the EPA is not going to stop there. They've got another $15,000 that they're going to put out for another study. And that's to monitor how long your shower is when you're in a hotel. Now, I heard Megyn Kelly go off on this last night, like this is something new. Now, you and I know that this isn't really something new. Maybe it's new that they're pointing it at the hotels. What about those smart meters? What are those supposed to be doing? They're supposed to be regulating everything, how much electricity you use, how much water you use. And eventually they could automatically shut off. You know, we had somebody talking about here a few weeks ago about the cars, that they can automatically shut them off now because they're all electronic. Well, what's going to happen? You know, hotels have got enough added expenses on there when you look at your bill. What's going to happen if you take a shower that's just a tad bit too long? And are they going to tax you a little extra, charge you extra? I'm sorry, Mrs. Schoenberg, you took too long a shower. So we're going to have to charge you a little extra fee for this today. And I don't take showers. I take baths. So I guess you could start going to these and not showering. I don't know. But we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're getting ready to go into a break here pretty quick. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Are you going to barbecue this weekend? Grill Baby Grill, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Return to listening to CNBC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we've been talking about the EPA. The EPA wants to get into your barbecue. And I just got somebody on Facebook says, I don't remember inviting them to my barbecue or showering with them. So he thinks they need to stay out. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. Well, a little damp up this way.
It's damp here, too. And cold.
Is it?
You know, it didn't take us too many days to get spoiled. It feels cold outside.
Yeah. Years ago, Hillary Clinton, every once in a while, she'd run her mouth and let something slip, you know, and I remember hearing her say that they were using, this has been several years ago, we're using gradualism, she said.
Oh, wow.
And that's what they're doing. You know, of course, I'd like to live in an anarchy because I want government to leave me alone, but not many people would agree with me there, but I would like to be left alone completely by government.
I'm on your side.
I'm much more interested, and of course, I want to abolish the EPA. Should have never had it anyway. We didn't get along. We got along fine without the EPA before 1972, I think is when they came up with it. The grilling part, you know, I'm not in on that, but I'm opposed to them messing with it. But what I'm really worried about is the EPA is now going to implement new regulations on wood stoves and wood furnaces.
Yes.
And right now, I don't have a grill going, but I've got my wood furnace smoking nicely. And so I'm burning wood this morning. They're going to regulate, I think, the manufacturers out of business. They're going to put new rules on the manufacturers who are manufacturing wood stoves and wood furnaces. But then, of course, they reassure us. They say, oh, that won't affect you. No, no, you can continue using yours. We're not going to affect you. Well, oh, anybody could think in the future, if you can't buy any more new ones when yours wear out, what are you going to do?
Exactly. And it will affect us because it's going to affect us cost-wise. It's going to affect everything. And you know, they if you burn wood, it also affects your insurance. You know that your insurance goes up because you have a more likelihood, they believe, of having a fire. So the insurance goes up. I mean, everything affects us, Bill. So how could they ever say it doesn't affect us? Because it, when it all hits the fan, it falls right on the people.
Well, what they were meaning was they wouldn't make you quit using the ones you already owned.
Well, I understand that. I understand
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. It's just a soothing thing. They lie and do whatever they want to. And they, oh, well, it won't affect you. But it will eventually if it doesn't, if you know, when your stove or furnace burns out and you can't buy a new one. And or they make the ones that you buy so expensive, you know, that you can't afford them. It's just amazing stuff. And, well, I enjoy your program.
Well,
and
I
keep
appreciate
up the good
you.
Work. You're doing great work, and I'll get off and let someone else on.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Well, the EPA is not going to go away. We want them to go away. And remember, I had Jay Lehrer on here several months back, and I'm trying to get him back on. And he was one of the ones that started the EPA, and now he's looking back, and he's thinking, man, what a mistake we have made. Not necessarily... in the get-go, he thought some of the regulations were okay. But now they have run amok, and there's no doubt about it that they're not going to give up getting into your life, whether it's your backyard barbecue or in your shower. They want to regulate you to death. And it'll be so costly. Think about what they would do to a barbecue grill. Think about what they would do to make sure that the grease drippings were safe, or that you're gonna have to have some kind of a shield or protector, or were they gonna water down the lighter fluid, or what are they gonna do to make it safer? Now, there's no doubt that there's a few accidents that happened in the backyard barbecue grills, and usually there is alcohol involved. But you know, in all truth, If we would regulate everything in our lives, take away all the guns, take away this, take away that, where you have no risk, you just live in this utopia. You know this can't happen, right? But you live in this utopia. There's no liberty in that. There's no freedom in that. You have to have a little risk in life. I think we should risk our lives this weekend and go outside and barbecue something. Put something on the grill. Grill, baby, grill. And you know what? When you're done with that and you got all this smoke all over you, go in and take yourself a 15 or 20 minute hot shower. Because that'll make the EPA mad. Let's look at this second article. Now, it's talking about the hotels, but you can bet your bottom dollar that they're thinking about your houses as well. The EPA wants to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. The Environmental Protection Agency wants hotels to monitor how much time the guests spend in the shower. They want the hotels to monitor. The agency is spending, here we go again, another $15,000 to create a wireless system that will track how much water a hotel guest uses, to get them to modify their behavior. Hotels consume a significant amount of water in the U.S. and around the world. You know, I would think that they probably do with all the people that they have. And we'll go back to this. I've got another caller. I've got Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Yourself, Beth?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're on one of my subjects that I like to rant rave about.
All right, let's rant.
But you know, the thing is, if you take a look at the impact that things have, the demands of the people who are trying to pass these regulations administratively, even with no one even knows there's a vote on it, they consume the energy, they consume the water, they go out to vacations and they stay at hotels and they stay at resorts, and they fly around in aircraft, that burn more fuel than you and I could do in a whole lifetime in just one trip.
You're not talking about Al Gore, are you?
And among those people, yes. And then we have D.O. there in the White House that goes all the way to Hawaii to play golf with his entourage of aircraft and people, okay?
Well, the latest was he and Michelle both had to go to the state of California. They had to the same place, and they took separate planes because on the way back he was stopping in Arizona to visit the VA, and she didn't want to. So they took separate planes on the taxpayers' dollars.
Well, you know, it's difficult when you're part of the ruling aristocracy to really behave yourself.
I guess so.
The only thing I would have to say in looking at it, at us as poor folk, as little people, overall, if you take a look at the movement west after the gold rush started, okay, and read some of the diaries of the families of the men, the women, and children, what they went through, we as a people, as a country, historically have been adventurers and explorers. And also some of us became some pretty darn good soldiers as well, okay? And we didn't do that worrying about a backyard barbecue grill that flamed up because someone had one too many beers or something, okay?
Well,
these folks have no idea of the reality of what it takes to live or to earn a living or the impact of their statements. I mean, I can take a look at where I live here in Tioga County, Pennsylvania. We have a bunch of these dorkos that run around. They're worried about butterflies and turtles, and I say, well, what about the people? They're the most important part of the equation. Because without the stewardship that we have the potential to exhibit to take care of business and things around us, if the people aren't considered, the stewardship isn't there. I don't know too many people who would want to poison their own well, because in this area, 95% of the water that comes out of it is private wells on private property.
And we have come a long way.
We have come
a long way and cleaned a lot up, and it's not that we didn't need to do that. We did, but now it's just gone crazy for them to be coming into the backyard your backyard and monitoring your barbecues or worried about how long a shower you could take. You know, that was a worry at my house, but it was because I had five sons that liked to take long showers, and the water heater couldn't keep up. You know, it's like, you know, folks, you need to shorten the shower just a little bit. Give your brother a chance to get
it. When it comes to this craziness that we're talking about here, what they want to do is people just stand up and say, well, we're not going to comply.
Right.
We won't tolerate you.
Well, let's see the EPA monitor some of these travels that the D.C. occupiers and the White House occupiers are doing, and Al Gore. And, you know, Al Gore wants to punish people that don't believe in the climate change, in the global warming. He wants to punish them and penalize them.
Well,
as if we're not penalized enough.
Well, he can dream on, but I think I would say people just simply hold your ground and don't tolerate it and don't comply with it.
Right, and you know what?
Lock up the whole country?
He doesn't look it. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he doesn't look like he's missed any meals.
Let's just say he's a little on chubby side.
A little on chubby. We're going into a break, Trace. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you so much for your call. We're going into that break. The lines are open and they're lighting up. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Where does the money go? Well, that's where the money goes. And we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're fighting back. We're fighting back with the EPA against the EPA. And so today we say, grill, baby, grill. Get out those grills. You need to do that anyway if you haven't yet. I think a lot of people did that last week. I have not yet. My grill's in pretty bad shape. Maybe I need the EPA to come fix the rust in it. But we need to grill, baby, grill in the backyard this weekend or tonight if you've got it all ready to go. And defy the EPA and keep them out of your backyard and keep them out of your shower. We have Ellen from Nebraska. Ellen, how are you today?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
What if the Agenda 21 takes away all of our land, all of our properties, puts us in these sky-high apartments, and then doesn't let us take a shower as long as we need?
That's not a pretty picture.
No. The motels, they take their water away, and then they put us in sky-high apartments, and we're supposed to follow their rules.
Yep.
Anyway, that's my comment for today.
Okay, I appreciate that. It's not liberty, is it?
No.
Not at all.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. And you know, she's absolutely right to throw in that word Agenda 21, sustainable development. That's exactly what this stuff is coming out of. So let's look at the showers just a little bit longer, and then we're going to go on to where does our money go? Well, we know that we've spent $30,000 from the EPA already because they're going to study your backyard grills, and they're going to study now how much water you use when you take a shower at a hotel. Now, it goes into this, and I've pretty much talked about most of it, so I'm just going to skip to the last. They want to assure us. So rest assured, they want to assure us. Let us be very clear, they say here. This is coming from the EPA, Laura Allen. Let us be very clear. EPA is not monitoring how much time hotel guests spend in the shower. As part of the people, prosperity, and the planet, that's the P3, a student design competition for sustainability, students at the University of Tulsa are conducting a research, and I guess they got $15,000 for that, to develop a novel low-cost wireless device for monitoring water use from hotel guest room showers. The marketplace is not the EPA. We'll decide if there is a demand for this type of technology. It's ultimately up to the hotels to use technology like the monitors being developed at the University of Tulsa. EPA is encouraging creativity with water conservation efforts. Okay, so they're not going to monitor you. They're going to make sure that the hotels monitor you eventually. They're going to put it up to the marketplace. They're going to leave it up to them. Well, they're leaving it up to them by saying later on down the road, I'm making this up now, later on down the road, you're going to be fined or taxed by X amount of dollars, by X amount of gallons of water used by your guests. So the hotel's going to have to monitor. The hotel's going to have to restrict how much water you use, how much time you spend in the shower. I guess they can turn the pressure down so that it's less water coming out. You know, regulating us is not freedom. There are things that we needed to do, like we said earlier with Therese and even with Bill. You know, we needed to clean up the act. And we've come a long way, baby, as the old commercial used to say. You've come a long way. Enough's enough. Enough is enough. We can't have a totally free, risk-free life and still have freedoms and liberty. And still afford to move about the country. My dad played the piano. And he used to sit and play different songs. And as I was reading these next couple of articles, and he didn't even know with the EPA because they're spending the money. The song he used to sit down, I tried to find the lyrics and I found some of them. I'm not sure if it was the same one he played or not, or different lyrics. That's where my money goes to buy my baby clothes. I buy her bells and rings to keep her in style. I buy her fancy things to keep her in style. You know, I'm thinking that's where our money goes. We buy Congress clothes. We buy the bureaucracy clothes. We are spending money like crazy. But we don't seem to be getting anywhere ahead. Never is it good enough. Never is it enough for the EPA. It's never, okay, we've done well. We're going to sit back this year. Never. They have to keep on keeping on. They got to justify their existence. And Clyde Lehrer was trying to take away the national part of the EPA and bring it back to the states. Make it the states' regulations. And the state would be making those decisions rather than D.C., because Missouri's not the same as Kansas or Nebraska or Illinois or California or Hawaii or Alaska. We're all different. That's the beauty of this nation. The topography is different. The land, the lay of the land, the industry in each state is different. We used to study that in school. I don't know if they study that anymore. We used to know what the industry, main industry was in Michigan or in Maine or in Kansas or in Texas. And we had to study those things, but I don't think they do that anymore. Well, where does all the money go? And that's the title of this, and it's breaking it down where your tax dollars go. Well, 51% goes to major entitlements. 26.3% of that is Medicare and Medicaid and other health care. And 24.3% is Social Security. 19% is home security or other benefits. I love that word benefit, don't you? 17% national defense. And 7% net interest. Your tax dollars paid for by 85 cents of every dollar spent in 2014. The rest are borrowed. Where did that money go? Your 2014 tax dollars, which are due next month, by the way, went primarily to pay for government benefits. And our Congress can't seem to figure out where to slice anything. Major entitlements. Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, and Social Security. You know, I don't consider Social Security necessarily an entitlement. Now, y'all can slap me later about that. But you pay into that. It's your money. Devoured more than half. It said 51%. More than half of the 2014 budget. Other federal benefits took another 19%, meaning that 70% of the government spending went to pay some sort of benefit to someone. 70% of your tax dollars pays for benefits, entitlements. These additional income security and other benefits include federal employee retirements and disability, unemployment benefits, and welfare programs such as food and housing assistance. Obamacare spending really only kicked in for the first time in 2014. But Obamacare spending alone is expected to grow the major entitlement budget. Are you ready for this? It's already at 51%. Another 44% over the next decade, over the next 10 years. All in all, the total spending increase due to Medicare and Medicaid, Obamacare, Social Security, and interest on the debt over the next decade is 85%. That means that the share of the budget going to entitlement programs will grow even bigger if Congress doesn't act. Now that's where my money goes, to buy my Congress clothes, and we are in a heap of trouble. If we're going to spend money, 85%, right now it's 51%, 70% is going to entitlements of some kind and benefits, and only 7%. It's crazy. It's absolute crazy. It's no common sense. I got some more on this. We'll be back here in just a little bit. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been bashing the EPA today, and with just cause. I mean, it's, you know, the spending goes on and on and on. The regulations go on and on and on and never stops. And we're in the final segment of today's show, and I'm still getting some calls. I've got Bill from Tennessee. Bill, how are you today? Did we lose Bill? We got Bill? Are you there?
I'm Don, but I don't know if I'm on.
You're on, sir. I had the wrong name. My fault.
Okay. I was asking for public comments on banning AR-15 ammo. And I have the Bureau of ATF Firearms address. I'd like to give it out, if I may.
You may give that out. Go ahead.
Firearms Industrial Programs Branch, Bureau ATF, 99 New York Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20226. Now, this is called the Green Jacket. They're trying to effectively, this is a shoe for all the other ammos eventually, but if you have a comment on the particular the AR-15, banning the AR-15 or trying to save it, make it available to the public, kind of write them in a nice, you know, mild format and kind of give your opinion on it.
Okay. Can you give that address again slowly? I was doing something else and wasn't able to write it all down.
Okay. Firearms Industrial Programs Branch, New Line, Bureau ATF, New Line 99, New York Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20226.
Okay, I got it. I was going to try and talk a little bit about that band tomorrow on Free For All Friday, so you might listen in again tomorrow, and we'll see what we can get done, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Thank you, Don. I'm sorry. I keep calling you Bill. Thank you, Don.
I'll change my name tomorrow. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. We have Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
I'm great. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just wanted to read a little bit on the U.S. Constitution. That's what government is supposed to follow. In Article 1, Section 8, it's got one point. It says the job of government is to coin money, regulate the value thereof in a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. To me, they haven't done that coining of money and printing up paper money for the last 100 years legally.
Mm.
If you'll notice on your $1 or $5 bills or whatever, that paper money, at the top it says Federal Reserve note. When you go to the bank to borrow money, you sign a note.
You do, don't that's you? What, it's a note. It's not money.
That's what these pieces of paper we call money are consisting of.
They're fiat. Fiat.
That's to the Federal Reserve, and you talking about income taxes. When we pay that tax, that all goes to pay them interest rates.
Well, we're a little off the topic for today, Alfred, but I'm going to tell you that what goes on is the D.C. occupiers occupy offices and cut deals, and they get richer, you and I get poor. But they do not do what is their job. And this is one of their jobs. Securing the borders and the safety of this nation is another one of their jobs. But putting into bureaucracy and regulating your backyard barbecues and how long you take a shower, that is not their job. And your health care is not their job. They're doing everything that isn't their job, and they're not doing what is their job. And you are absolutely correct.
Well, that was my complaint today. I got a lot of others.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. You can have another complaint, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Alfred. I appreciate the call. So as I was saying, I've got another article here, and it says that the 1%, now we talked about the 1% earlier this week. If you remember, I shared an article that came from the Daily Signal. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of the writer in that article, but it was facetiously written, talking about just ship them out, just get rid of them, eliminate them, send them out of the country. If some other country will take them, that 1% rich. Of course, that's going to get rid of Hollywood, most of Hollywood. That's going to get most of your NFL, all but 12 of the top corporations in the United States. 1%. We need the 1% rich. They do the jobs. They do make the jobs. They keep America going. And it says here they pay 35% of the federal income tax. And 10% of earners pay 68% of the federal income tax. So when they're wanting us to get rid of that 1%, what is it they're really wanting? Where are we going to make that up? Says here that his question is, the top 1% pay 35% of the federal income tax, but, you know, where does our money go? He says the answer given by many of the left when faced with the problem du jour, deficits, inequality, etc., it's simply to raise taxes on the rich. But while the rich don't pay their fair share, is what they tell you, is an enticing narrative, but it is false. Actually, he says, at our federal income tax system, it's apparent that the income tax is highly progressive. And he's right, it is. The rich already pay a greater share of the income tax. And you and I are paying more than our fair share. And when they come back and they tell us that they're going to give us a stimulus money, we haven't had that for a while, have we? It's a slap in the face. You know, you give them the pie and they tell you, we're going to give you a piece. Without us, the EPA wouldn't be here. Yet we've become the enemy of the state. And all of a sudden they've got to regulate our lives. And that's not the way this was supposed to be set up, my friends. Do we need regulations? Do we need to be safe? Absolutely. But they do not need to come into your shower and tell you how much water you can use. They do not need to be in the backyard regulating your barbecue so that you can't even afford a grill, more or less the steak that goes on it. They can't do these things to us continually unless we let them. We are going to have to take a big step. I want you to go barbecue, Grill Baby Grill, this weekend. When you do that, I want you to raise up your iced tea or your beer or whatever it is you're drinking with your steak or your pork steak or your hamburger or your hot dog or your piece of chicken, and I want you to say, this is me bringing America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, it doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men. Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
In the book Plundered, Dr. Michael Kaufman details how progressive ideology has taken over public education, the mainstream media, and America's political institutions. This mess didn't just happen. For the past 100 years, America has been progressing it way downward through ideology and policies contrary to our Christian constitutional foundation set in place by our founding fathers. We've been literally plundered. Before we can take the correct positive action, we must understand the truth of what is happening. I've purchased several of Dr. Kaufman's books, Plundered, so that I can share them with you. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Educating ourselves and those close to us is one of the main steps we must take to bring America home. Purchase the book Plundered today, $22, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. We must arm ourselves with the truth and stop the plunder.